Outside the capital today, some signs of normalcy after yesterday's blizzard. The sun came out, snowmen on the capital lawn began to melt. Roads in front of the capital were clear of snow, though traffic remained light. Just before noon, one plow was at work moving the last piles of snow from a sidewalk.
On the Capitol steps, security guards stood watch, their faces wrapped in balaclavas to keep warm, we assume, and they had some company. A group of tourists from St. Petersburg, Russia.
Okay. Cheese!
Alina Nazarova says they're enjoying their visit to Washington despite the weather.
This is my first trip and I liked it really much. Today's sun is really shining and we love this.
Of course, St. Petersburg has its own share of snow, and so do many of you who are listening to us from places far more accustomed to foot after foot of white stuff. A few days ago, we asked you, our friends in the snow states, for some help. We asked you to share your advice and your stories about hunkering down under 3 feet of snow.
And we've got letters, lots of letters, from Alaska, Colorado, Idaho, Indiana, Maine, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota,
Missouri, New Hampshire, New York, Vermont, Washington, Wisconsin, Wyoming, and we even got a shout out from Switzerland.
There was a lot of advice.
If it's sunny, wear your shades. Seriously, being snow blind is no myth. Jim Pastrick of Buffalo, New York, thank you.
And there was a lot of teasing.
In Ohio, we consider 36 inches a dusting. Liam Schlotterer of Sandusky, thanks for rubbing it in.
And a lot of stories. Here are just a few. Jenny Heim wanted to remind us that big storms can put us all at the same level. She remembers a freak ice storm in her hometown of Topeka, Kansas, back in 1984. She was a senior in high school, and she writes, "My family lost power for a week. After 3 days, Topeka High had electricity again, and we all went back to school, many of us still without any electricity at home." Heim continues, "Again, this was 1984, and the Farrah Fawcett hairstyle dominated. This look required a minimum of 1 hour's efforts with blow dryer, hot rollers, and curling iron, none of which were operational. I still enjoy the memory of returning to school and seeing many usually impeccably coiffed cheerleaders and other high school glitterati with woefully flat heads. Not a feather or flip in sight."
I am a survivor of the blizzard of 77 in western New York.
This is from Frank Vale, who now lives in Irving, New York.
He writes this, "My mother was stranded at Buffalo General Hospital working as a nurse. We would not see her for a full week, leaving my father to take care of my 4 siblings and me. Once the storm subsided, we spent our days clad in snowsuits. Armed with our sleds, we ran up the stairs of our neighbor's house, out of a bedroom window, and down the snowdrift that had grown to the top of the porch roof outside." Frank Vale goes on, "At night, we all settled in for the next episode of Alex Haley's Roots. There is no doubt in my mind that my father's sanity was saved by Kunta Kinte."
Now to the furthest north. Zach Sheldon lives 40 miles outside of Haines, Alaska, so it's no wonder that he writes this. "I'm one of those listeners you guys were talking about where I hear about the chaos you face with the snow and I roll my eyes."
In Haines, they can get as much as 400 inches of snow each winter, and the temperature can sink to 25 below zero. Sheldon says he has woken up with his blankets frozen to the walls.
Ooh, that sounds scary. He writes, "One night last winter, we got over 3 feet of snow. I had to shovel our driveway in order to get my car out so I could make it to work. Doesn't sound too bad until you consider it's nearly a quarter mile of driveway I have to clear by hand."
Sheldon got to work 3 days later, thanks to the help of some friends with shovels.
"And right now," he tells us, "there's 6 feet of snow in our front yard, and we love it."
We received this frozen bit of architectural history from Lynn Wright. She says, "The old-time Rocky Mountain miners in Crested Butte, Colorado, knew how to embrace, enjoy, and live with the snow, rather than pushing it to the side and cursing it. They built their houses narrow and tall, with steeply pitched roofs, and put outside doors on the second floor. Even the outhouses had lower summer and upper winter levels." Lynn concludes, "Bi-level crappers. Now that's enjoyment."
Finally, Peter Stickney of Saxton's River, Vermont, tells us what you're likely to hear among locals during a snowstorm.
"Suppose it'll ever stop snowing, Michelle?"
"Always has."
Well, we've enjoyed your snowbound stories, your wit, and yes, even your mockery as we continue to dig out from under our historic snow. Thank you for sharing them with us.